Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here, still with you alongside best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda, as well as financial advisor Kevin Frisbee. Welcome back in, guys.
How you doing, Thomas?
Doing very well. Excited to dive into this topic. Now, over break there, you guys were mentioning something that a lot of people honestly may not know about, but I know for you guys it's a daily, daily conversation, and it's the A word, not what you're thinking about there, fellas, annuity.
Well, when you get the Raisin Bran cereal, is it, when you open the box up and you pour it in a bowl, is it just raisins?
Of course not.
No. What else is there? We've got the little Tony the Tiger kind of frosted flake stuff sometimes, the flakes of whatever, bran. Yeah,
that's right.
Which I like.
Yeah. So that's a balanced breakfast because you're not just eating all raisins. So when someone says, well, gosh, my grandma had an annuity and the broker put her in there and it was the worst thing ever. She was trapped in there. She couldn't get any money. The money went down. It's tied to the market. The broker was making commissions. Kevin, is she or they talking about an annuity that we would ever recommend to begin with?
No, you talk about the annuities of yesteryear. The market's completely changed. And when I have an explanation of annuities, Coach, when I talk to clients that come into the office, there's basically three different types of families of annuities. You've got your traditional fixed annuity. We call them a MIGA, multi-year guaranteed annuity.
MIGA.
I can tell you right now, people coming into the office, I've had 80, 85-year-old, 90-year-olds come into the office saying, hey, my CD renewed in the bank or is renewing in the bank. They're not giving me any interest anymore.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I want to do something. I don't want to go to the stock market. What do I do? And so a MIGA, a multi-year guaranteed annuity for 3, 4, 5 years might be the thing to look at for somebody that's older that wants that fixed rate, much higher than a bank in most instances.
Traditionally, I've seen them pay higher than banks, and right now I've seen them like between 3 and 4%.
Exactly right.
Now, the beauty of that is it's a CD light. I call it CD offered by an insurance company. But that's what we call it. That's what we refer. It's similar to, if we want to compare it to something at the bank, right?
It is exactly how I compare it. So you get a three-year MIGA, compare that with a CD rate right now, you're talking between 3 and 4%. Nothing wrong with that. It's plain Jane, no fees. Client gets that. Tax deferred.
Tax deferred, a big one. That means you're not getting that 1099 at the end of each year. So you're not having to report that income, and that drags your return down when you have to do that on a CD.
And so think about it. If you get a 1099 from your bank that you've had a CD, and all of a sudden you have to pay the taxes ongoing every year.
There went your interest.
There goes your interest in a lot of cases. If you can have an interest rate much higher than the bank, or competitive at least, and all of a sudden you're tax deferred, and you've got the interest on your interest now that you wouldn't have to pay yet, you've got that benefit of a MIGA, multi-year guaranteed.
That's the beauty of it. And so it's a term, basically. And we've seen terms of, I've seen 10-year terms. The higher the term, the higher the interest rate.
They're not as attractive, though, Coach. When I've done some shopping recently.
But back in the day, Kevin, I'm starting to sound old again. I remember back in, it's been more than 10 years now, but let's say 15 years ago, they had the multi-year guarantee, MIGAs, you're talking about annuities, 10% per year for 10 years.
Listen, take me back.
That's when you wanted a longer term, because then even when interest rates were going down, you were still locked in to get your 10% a year. Insurance companies didn't like that too much.
That's true.
But that's why they call it a multi-year what?
Guarantee.
So because you were guaranteed to get that. The problem is when that term expired, now you go back to interest rates were 1, 2, 3%. That's a lot different than 10%. But it's a good fit for money that you would normally have in a CD or buried in the backyard or under a pillow.
That's exactly right. Great alternative to that.
What's the next one?
The next one is, I'm going to go to the far end of variable annuity.
Okay.
And then we'll circle back in the middle.
Sure.
The variable annuities you mentioned, I've seen a lot of these. I've not seen one that I would ever recommend to put out to a client.
Me either.
High fees.
30 years for me, and I've never recommended one.
High fees. I've seen as high as 4.5% annual fees that a client has had to pay. They don't see that.
Now, let's talk about that. Now, 4.5% per year.
Per year.
So if you supposedly, you see the return you're supposedly getting, you're getting a 7%. return, gross.
Sure.
And then you take the 4.5% fees out, you're getting 2.5% return.
That's right.
So who's making all the money?
The insurance company's making all the money.
Or the person who sold it. So I would say, whose retirement are you funding? Yours or your broker's?
There you go. Yeah, because it's the commission product.
Yeah.
Every time I've seen that coach proposed.
Commission that comes out of your money, though. See, that's why a true fiduciary cannot offer commissionable products where the commission is coming out of your return, your product, your kind of thing, right?
That's right. That's true. So I've seen these where, you know, people are making a couple percent, let's say, they still have market risk. It doesn't make any sense. You're better off in a brokerage account with a low-cost, you know, exchange-traded fund than being in a variable annuity.
Yeah.
And you give up liquidity for the most part. You know, you've got a term. You can't do much with those. So
I agree.
That's a variable annuity. I would steer clear of them.
I've never recommended one. You haven't. Like I said, that's the one product I've identified on this, what is technically called the safe side, because the annuity is usually safe. The one product that has to be sold, not bought, Thomas. Very, very important to remember that.
Here's the thing. If you're listening to the radio show today and you've got a variable annuity or you're not sure, I've had people come to the office.
Do an annuity review.
Do an annuity review and take that into the office, have a review, have us take a look at that and see what we can do for you.
That's a great time to let the phone number out there, folks. If you have an annuity and you want to get it reviewed, make sure it is the best fit for you. Give us a call right now at 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text keyword plan to 600-700, plan to 600-700. Now, you're talking about transferring an annuity. If you transfer an annuity from one company to another, say you're in a bad one and you want to move it over to a good one, do you have to worry about taxes and things like that when you do that?
No, and there's something called a 1035 exchange for non-IRA type of annuity. You can do a tax-free exchange. And I'm saying that, bringing that up, because if you have gains potentially in another annuity and you want to transfer those over, it's tax-free, so you get still the tax deferral. Yep. If it's an IRA, retirement account, it stays under the IRA chassis.
So you just move from one IRA to another IRA and you don't pay taxes there either.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Tax-free exchange. So
any kind of movement, if somebody comes and does the annuity review and try to figure out what they have, if they're looking for alternatives, I wouldn't worry at all about the tax implications of moving those annuities, because they're doable to move whether they're non-IRA or IRA accounts.
And it can be done, if done right, they can be done without a tax effect.
Okay.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, very interesting. Okay, so we had the fixed annuity, the MIGA, as you were referring to it. You have the variable annuity on the other side.
Is there three worlds of annuities? We've covered two of the worlds. Now Kevin's going to cover the hybrid world, the outstanding world.
Right smack in the middle. This is my favorite part of the annuity platform here. Is you've got what we call a fixed indexed annuity. And it falls under the fixed family, Coach, as you know, where the principal, the amount that you put into that account, whether you do IRA monies or take money from the bank CD and put it into this account, it's fixed where your principal is guaranteed. Whatever you have for a principal is guaranteed not to go down, no matter what the stock market does.
This is what I call the Roy Rogers type account. Well, he said, I'm not really worried about the return on my money. He's more worried about the return of his money plus interest, right?
That's exactly
right.
He
forgot that part, but you want more and more. So explain that.
So you've got a situation where your principal is guaranteed. You can tie it to an index, depending on the company and being,
independent
is what we have the ability to do. We can go look at the market, whatever's available.
We find a good, bad, ugly, and we tell you about the ugly and the bad, but we don't recommend them. But you want to know what the bad ones are, so you don't go out after you meet with us and meet with someone else and fall for the tricks that they, because they can all be sold the wrong way.
That's right.
And get you enticed to do something you shouldn't do. I always say the glossy brochure giveth.
Yeah.
And the fine print, what does it do? It taketh away. Yeah, so be very careful. All right, sorry, Kevin, I didn't mean
that. It's all good. So you've got the fixed aspect, principal's guaranteed. You can tie it to an index, the S&P 500, for example, Barclays index, whatever you have.
Yeah, there's a lot of good indexes out there.
That's right.
But you're not, it's the thing to remember is you're not directly in the market.
And
you get to share in the gains, but you don't share in the losses.
You participate in the market gains. You don't share in the losses.
That's the beauty. I mean, and that doesn't make sense to a lot of people. It doesn't resonate until they see all their buddies losing money in the market, and they're not losing any money in their fixed index annuities.
I can tell you, when I've done reviews in the last few months, and I've got a lot of money in the market with our clients.
Yep.
We've got a lot of money in these index annuities with our clients. And the phone calls that come in and the reviews that come in with our clients sitting down saying, aren't we glad we did one of these things and tucked some of our money in one of these index annuities? And they may have made zero this past year, but zero is your hero in our office. Mm-hmm. In other words, you don't have any loss, but you're not down 20-25% with the market's down right now, like some of the market accounts
are. Well, if you have a zero return in your fixed index annuity, that means that the market was either zero or less, and probably or less. And that means people that had all their money tied to the risky market lost money when it's down, but you're not losing. So when the market does recover, if it does, we never know if, and nothing's certainty in the market, but if the market does eventually recover, Thomas, you and your fixed indexed annuity, you're up here. I'm way up in I'm here because you never went down. People who were in the market are down there, and I'm looking down at my feet. So when they recover from your feet to your shoulders, well, your indexed annuity, you're already at the shoulders. So when they're recovering from feet to shoulders, you're going from shoulders to top of the head.
Yeah. You know what it does?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know what it
head,
does?
Head, shoulders, whatever the other song was.
You know what it is, Coach? It's peace of mind.
It is.
It's a fact that if you have money you set aside in a fixed index annuity, you take an income from that to supplement and give yourself that budget, all of a sudden you don't have to worry about what the market does with that market money.
Oh, it really does. I mean, it diversifies your money and it eliminates a lot of worry that people have. And it's hard to get used to it, though, when the first couple times the market crashes after you're in one of these kind of accounts, you say, well, surely I lost money too, and you need to be reaffirmed that you didn't lose money. You may not have gained any, but you didn't lose any.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
So
right.
That's a great trade-off, not to have any of the losses and just have a zero when the market's going to have a negative number.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Why you trade out. So any negative number you would have, you trade that out for a zero, and your averages go way up. When we recover, you look a whole lot better.
So can I ask something here? I read an article from Tom Hegna, I believe it was, and he was talking about the 60-40 typical stock
and bonds.
Yep. But he was saying that the annuity 60-40 is actually a better solution for most folks, and I wasn't sure if you could explain that a little bit because it went over my head.
Yeah, well, I want to cover that because we manage a lot of money in the market. So here's the thing. When you talk about a 60-40 portfolio, that's 60% equities, stocks, 40% in a bond portfolio. Well, it's like a teeter-totter. If you visualize this right now, you throw your arms out like a teeter-totter on a playground. If you put bonds on one hand and you put interest rates on the other hand, if interest rates go higher, which is exactly what's going on right now, bond prices go down.
Damn.
So an alternative, and what we've been bringing to the table anyway for years for safety, is the index annuity. In this case, it's an alternative to a bond portfolio. A bond portfolio right now, you're still losing. You're still losing money. So why not take that 40% instead of putting it in a bond mix? Keep your money in equities, part of your money in equities, and take that and do an index annuity. It's an alternative to a bond with no risk.
As investment advisors, Kevin and I spend a lot of time explaining to folks or busting the myth that bonds are safe, totally safe. They are safer than stocks traditionally, but they're not totally safe.
They're not totally safe.
And so people need to realize that. You can lose money in bonds. So a lot of folks, a lot of planners, me included, Kevin too, substitute annuities anytime we would have used a bond in the past.
Okay.
And because now we have the worst case scenario is zero, and our value doesn't go down when interest rates go up. And we want to embrace interest rates going up, but if you're in bonds, you don't want interest rates going up. It's a paradox.
Okay. Okay.
And who knows how high interest rates are going to go high?
Yeah.
Higher.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Believe that, there's no end in sight, a lot of people saying. So let's do this. Let's put together your very own plan. We've talked about a bunch of different things we do, and we are fiduciary advisors. We cover the spectrum from risk to safety. But the most important thing to do is get that financial and retirement x-ray. Look at your portfolio. See what's going on. If you have an annuity you're not sure of, let's analyze it. If you have a tax situation you're not sure of, if you're a different financial products whether you have now, we'll put you in a bad way or good way. Let's look at it. Let's get a CPA to look at it with us. Let's make the right plan. So the next 10 of you call, you'll get your very own total retirement plan. That's a very good value for you because it's not a cost, but it gives you peace of mind that we can't put a price on when you get your plan done the right way. So give us a call right now. You also get a book or two when you come in, and anything else that can be helping you point yourself in the right direction.
That's right. That number to call, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text keyword plan to 600-700. And as Coach and Kevin are saying, our goal here at the show is just to help you make the best decision possible, whether it's starting off by listening to the radio show, maybe diving into one of our educational resources, and at the end of the day, getting that total retirement plan in place. We're here to help you make the best decisions possible moving forward. So go ahead and call, set up a time, get that either virtual or in-person consultation scheduled. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text keyword plan to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.